Kids Rhymes by Rhea314, read by Rhea314, a supernatural genfic. Sammy Winchester knows his family is odd. Sure, lots of families have only one parent, just a mom or a dad. And lots of parents go on frequent business trips. And his older brother is way cooler than Jill's older brother, so that's not strange. But other families talk more. At least, that's what Willie told him after Sam invited him over for a playdate. Willie's parents called his dad, since that's what parents did. They asked lots of questions. Sam was listening in on the phone, because he really liked Willie. Willie had a PlayStation, and his mother made him cookies in his lunch, which he sometimes shared with the other kids, and he really wanted Willie to come over. Willie's mother wanted to know if Sam's dad would be home, and if they had any unlocked guns in the house. Sam's dad didn't like that question. Sammy could tell by the tone of his voice. But his dad said that, no, he wouldn't be home that weekend, and he was sorry that Sammy had told Willie to come over without checking with him. "He's just so enthusiastic. I can't keep a handle on him," said Sam's dad. But it was a fake jolly voice. Sammy worried at his lip and hoped he wouldn't get in trouble. "Oh, well, if that's the case, we'd love to have him over here. Willie says he's such a nice boy." Willie's mother smiles over the phone. Sam wonders what she looks like. Mothers don't all look the same, but he thinks that maybe she could be blonde like his. Wouldn't that be cool? "If you're willing to take him, I'm sure he'd enjoy that."
"What about his brother? Does he want to come over if you're not going to be home?"
"Oh, Dean's got plans already for that weekend. It's kind of you to offer, but he's taken care of." John sounds annoyed. Sam wonders what Dean's plans are. Usually they stay in the house and watch movies if Dad leaves them both alone. But more often than not these days, Dean goes out with Dad, so maybe they'll be together this time too.
"Well then, that's all settled. Could you drop Sammy off over here on Friday afternoon?"
"Oh, better yet, you could give him a note so we can take the bus home with Willie." "I'll do that. Thank you for inviting him over."
"Not at all. With a friend around, they'll be so busy playing. It's nice to get Willie out of my hair. He's an only child, so we take what we can get."
She laughs, and John chuckles stiltedly along with her. They make pleasantries and hang up. When the line goes dead, Sammy quietly puts away the phone and sneaks back to his room. He's going over to a friend's house. He can't wait to tell Dean. As he curls himself into bed like a good boy should, he remembers his dad never said anything in answer to the question about guns. Willie is a small boy, with curly blonde hair and blue eyes. Sammy, too, is small for his age, but Willie is the only one smaller than him in their class. Sam chatters excitedly with him during lunch about the weekend. Willie says he'll try and get his dad to take them to the movies. Sammy likes movies, though they don't go often. Dean sometimes takes him, but Dean likes big boy movies, and mostly they scare Sam and give him nightmares. Sam used to have really bad nightmares, so he doesn't go to movies very much. But Willie really seems to like them, and hearing him talk about them makes them sound so fun, Sammy nods along like he really wants to go. The bus ride is bumpy and loud, but they play tic-tac-toe on the back of the seat, and Willie talks to him more than the blonde girl across the seat from them who keeps trying to get them to help her with her cat's cradle. Sammy sort of knows how. He was good at it because his fingers are nimble. But Dean says it's girly. So Sammy never brought any of the circular colored strings home. Without practice, he's not as good as she is. He likes tic-tac-toe better anyways. Willie's house is big and green with white trim. There are trees around it and a garden with yellow flowers. The house where the Winchesters are renting doesn't have a real garden, just a scrubby yellow lawn. Sammy's eyes go wide and awful as he stares up at the two-story in front of him. The door opens as they go up the front steps, and a woman with light brown hair hugs Willie at the top of the steps. Sam's sad she isn't blonde, but she's pretty. She offers them cheese and crackers, and they eat at the kitchen table, which is not like any table Sam's seen before. It's a column connected to the floor with a black top. They go up to Willie's room, where Willie shows him his magic cards. Sam doesn't know how to play, but Willie doesn't really either. He got them at a yard sale,
So together, the two boys admire the pictures and try and figure out how the game might be played. Dinner is strange for Sam. Dean always eats with him. Dad does when he's home. But they don't eat like this, all with matching knives and cloth napkins, around a big sandy-colored wood table. Sam tries to keep his elbows off the table and chew with his mouth closed, while Willie's parents ask him about his dad and brother and school. Sammy doesn't know what to say, but he tells them how strong Dean is and about the comic books he collects. Sam doesn't really like Batman, but Dean sure does. He tells them about Dad's business trips and how Dean can burn anything when he's distracted by homework and trying to cook. Their eyes look sad, and Sam doesn't understand why, but he thinks that they think he's strange, that his family isn't normal. Sam often thinks his family isn't normal, but he doesn't like it that other people think so. He asks Willie about the movie and feels better when Willie starts talking animatedly about it instead of looking at him with confusion. The movie is good. It's not scary. Sam doesn't see many animated films because Dean says they're for babies, but Sam liked this one, and so did Willie's dad, who laughed a lot, so it must be okay for adults, too. He'll be sure to tell Dean. Sam is sleepy on the car ride back to Willie's house. It's dark out, and the street lamps flash over his eyes in a rhythm if he tilts his head back against the window. When they get back to Willie's house, they go up to his room and get into pajamas. Sammy still has onesie pajamas. They aren't too small yet, and they're purple with fuzzy feeties. Dean jokes about them, but Sam knows he doesn't really mean it because Dean always smiles and kisses him on the forehead when he tucks Sam in. Willie's pajamas are two separate pieces. They're blue with red choo-choo trains on them. Sammy really likes them and feels a little silly because his pajamas are worn in comparison. But they're comfortable, and Sammy can't really sleep in anything else. They brush their teeth, and Willie oohs over his Batman toothbrush. Dean bought it for him, even though he doesn't like Batman, but Willie likes it, so Sam lets him hold it and tells him about how awesome an older brother Dean is. Willie wishes he had an older brother like Dean, and Sam nods gravely because Dean is the best thing there is. Willie's mother herds them out of the bathroom and makes sure they're all tucked in. Sam's on a bed that pulls out from under Willie's. It has nice clean sheets, and Willie's mother gives him a blanket. Willie has a tent-like net that goes from the ceiling of his room to the floor around the bed. Willie explains that it keeps the spiders out, and Sam thinks that's pretty smart. Willie's mother kisses Willie goodnight and goes to stand by the light switch. "You boys go to sleep now, you hear me?" She glares, but she's smiling, and Willie dutifully answers, "Yes, Mom." But as soon as she's gone, he turns to lean over toward Sam. "Do you like to stay up late?" Sam nods, because Dean stays up late, so he winds up going to bed pretty late a lot, too. Sam can't sleep unless Dean tucks him in. He doesn't go to a lot of sleepovers for that reason. But Willie's got a spider net to keep the creepy things out, and his mother's pretty, and she kissed Willie goodnight and patted Sam's shoulder, so he thinks he might be able to sleep here. "Ooh," Willie says, his eyes shining brightly. "Have you heard the Hearst song?" Sam shakes his head. "I heard some of the older kids singing it. It's really grody." Willie's grinning when he asks, "Do you want to hear it?" So Sam says yes, even though he doesn't know why someone would want to sing a song about a hearse. They're the cars that carry dead bodies. He remembers Dean laughing about how silly they looked once, big and black with the weird back bits. Sam doesn't remember all Dean said, just that they were silly, and something about things not staying dead. Sam doesn't understand. But Dean likes to tell stories. He'll make them up to lull Sammy to sleep, so maybe it was something like that. Willie sings songs. "If you ever laugh when a hearse goes by, then you will be the next to die. They'll wrap you up in a bloody sheet and drop you down about 6 feet deep where the worms crawl in and the worms crawl out. The worms play pinochle on your snout. They eat your eyes, they eat your nose, they eat the jelly between your toes. And a big black spider from paradise crawls in your stomach and out your eyes." "Isn't that disgusting?" Willie bounces on his bed watching Sam. Sam feels sick to his stomach. It's not a funny song, it's a scary song. Sam thinks about Dean and balls his hand into fists, but Willie is laughing, so Sam nods and looks at him. Willie yawns and slumps back to his bed. "Hey, look, it's already 10:30. We should go to sleep so my mom doesn't kill us."
Sammy shivers. Good night, Sam.
Good night, Willie, Sam says. But he doesn't want Willie to go to sleep, because then he'll be alone in the dark and Dean's not here.
Sammy's never really been afraid of the dark. Well, he has a nightlight. So does Willie, but it's over on the other side of the bed and the light isn't very strong. Even with the white netting around them, Sammy doesn't feel safe. The netting sways a little, ghostly in the faint nightlight glow. Sam pulls the fluffy blue blanket up around his chin and squeezes his eyes shut. It takes a long time for sleep to come, and Sammy dreams bad dreams about fires and Dean going missing and being lost and alone in the dark. The next morning, Sammy is so glad when Dean bicycles over to pick him up. Sammy rides home on the handlebars. He doesn't go over to a friend's house for a sleep overnight until well into the years in which Dean is driving. And every time a hearse goes by, Sam puts a hand over his mouth, lest he laugh and curse himself. Dean, of course, notices pretty quickly about Sam's new habit. He laughs at Sam's story and ruffles Sammy's hair. Don't you worry. I haven't died, and I've laughed at them. Older brothers are invincible, right, Sammy? Dean socks him in the shoulder, but when Sammy asks, he promises not to laugh at any more hearses. And if you need me to tuck you in, you big baby, just ask. Sam glares, but Dean just punches him in the arm and walks off. Still, Sam holds his breath at the sight of a hearse long after Dean stopped tucking him in, and his fear of things in the dark have become more tangible. Sam figures it's safest because really anything could be out there. He's just glad Dean keeps his promises.